In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Donkey up the dance.
Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey of the Day no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, March 27th goes to Bishop Monogue Catholic High School President Matt Shambari. Now, Matt has requested to be placed on unpaid leave, and the board of directors has accepted. Why would someone put themselves on voluntary unpaid leave? Well, let's go to 2 News Nevada for the report, please.
Well, we're learning that the president of Bishop Monogue Catholic High School has voluntarily put himself on unpaid leave following allegations of discrimination. Ex-girls basketball coach Sarah Schoper Ramirez claims school president Matthew Shambari told her not to give minority players too much time on the court. In a statement, Shambari said he has never advocated for discrimination. He wrote in a statement, quote, "Other than being guilty of using a very poor choice of words, which I profoundly regret, I've always tried to conduct myself in full service to the entire student body and our school community," end quote. The Reno Sparks NAACP president has gotten involved in the case. She says her biggest concern is protecting students, and she's calling for sensitivity and diversity training at Bishop Monogue High School.
Did that, don't work. Listen, this man put himself on unpaid leave. Let me translate for y'all. This man put himself on unpaid leave because he got caught on a secret recording telling the girls' basketball coach that I think we've got to be super intentional about not supporting or creating a narrative where it looks like we are paying to bring in these brown kids to come win us basketball games and the white kids don't get to play. You know why this man should be put on voluntary leave? Not only because he said that, but because he's not being in service to the school. What is a basketball team without black players? That's like banana pudding with no vanilla wafers. That's like fried fish with no hot sauce. That's like the LeBron James version of the Bible without Jesus. Okay, this president should quit permanently because he actually wants raisins in the potato salad. Listen, make those white kids step their game up. Make them study tapes of Larry Bird. I know they're not American, but make them study Dirk Nowitzki and Luka Doncic. Let them study white chocolate Jason Williams. Make them watch Christian Laettner when he was at Duke. It's all types of ways these players can get better at basketball, but this man is not in service to the school because who in the hell ever looks at a basketball team, and says, you know what we need to do? Bench all the brown kids and play all the white kids. Now, if the kids is Caitlin Clark, I understand. But clearly these kids aren't. So the head girls basketball coach named Sarah Ramirez said she disregarded the warning because why would she ever listen to that foolishness? And after they won the Class 4A State Girls Basketball Championship in February, I said, after they won the Class 4A State Girls Basketball Championship in February, she was fired after winning. We have the actual audio of Matt Shambari, the secret recording. We have that, right? Let me listen to it.
You have a disproportionate amount of your kids are financial aid kids, mm-hmm. right? And that are coming from public schools. And then you have these Catholic school kids. You have your team in football are probably our two most diverse teams. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to create some issues in our parent community. Yeah. And I think that we've got to be super intentional about not supporting or creating a narrative where it looks like, oh, well, we're paying to bring in these brown kids to come and win us basketball games and the white kids don't get to play.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with bringing the brown kids in to win basketball games? Yeah, Matt, you should be fired because you make poor decisions based on your bias. See, putting a bunch of brown girls on a basketball team simply because they are the best players, that's not a diversity hire. That's not DEI at all. What you're trying to do by making the coach play these white kids is forced inclusion based off their race. And I think it's safe to say that don't work for anyone. We want the best of the best out there. It doesn't serve anyone to put mediocre players on that court, you know, just to say we playing the white kids. No, you want to win more state championships or not. Clearly, the answer is not. This fool, Matt Shambari, said the firing of the girls' basketball coach was solely based on the best interest of our student-athletes. No, it was based off the best interest of the white student-athletes. Okay, and he said it was based on the coach's behavior and actions for several reasons. I don't know what all the behaviors and actions were, but I know one of them was winning. Okay, that I do know. If you want to know what basketball would look like without black people, you got to go back to 1949 when it was an all-white league. Or just imagine, if you will, majority of your players were all employees you recruited from Starbucks. Same difference. Please give President Matt Shambari the biggest E.O. Damn. Chelsea Handler says she wanted to give her the biggest E.O. Give him.
Hee-haw! That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Let Kathy Griffin give him the biggest hee-haw, too.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Well, since it's discrimination, you might as well let Chris Rock get in on it, too.
Cracker-ass cracker!
What my girl at? My girl working?
Cracker!
I'm just saying, it's discrimination. When it's that type of discrimination.
See, it's...
It's not tricky at all.
It is.
Yeah, this one his white side. Come on, let's go, Karen.
No.
Come on, Karen. Let's hear it, DJ Karen.
No, it's not the
DJ
white side.
DJ Karen is
but,
crazy.
But as you know, I've had two kids in high school, and what he said was paying for kids to play.
If your kids suck, they suck.
No, it's not that at all. What a lot of these schools do is they pay for kids in better environments to come to the school to play, which is against the law.
Bad environments.
Right. So, like, let's say they'll get a kid from a bad environment that gets busy. Mm-hmm. It's illegal to pay for that kid to come to school to give him a scholarship based off sports. So a lot of these schools, they go around and they get donors, and the donors take care of the kids so the school would be better.
What's wrong with that? You got a problem with little brown kids coming up?
No, it's against the law. That's what he was saying. He said you can't pay for them. I'm with you.
Yesterday you said Will Smith should get off from a speeding ticket because he's Will Smith. But yeah, now you got a problem. So you happy with the rich and famous, you know, breaking the law. But when it comes to little poor brown kids from poor and disenfranchised areas, you don't want them to get any breaks, huh?
I didn't say that.
That's exactly
what you said. No, I didn't say that. Why you put words in my mouth?
When they go get the clip from yesterday and put this clip together,
you always want to put something in my mouth. Always want to put something out. All I'm saying is, and a lot of these schools, a lot of these presidents do, they do something that's illegal, and they pay for the for kids to go to school.
If you don't want Will Smith to get a speeding ticket because he Will Smith, you shouldn't have no problem with these little brown kids coming up from porn disenfranchised areas and getting a come up.
I don't have no problem with it.
Okay,
well,
shut up.
But that's what he was saying. If you heard what he said, he says, I don't want to pay for it because it's against the law to pay for it when it comes to sports. If it's academics, they can give a scholarship. That's why they usually give academic scholarships and not scholarship for sports.
The donor's paying for it. He's not paying for it. And they win a state championship. I think it's a win for everybody.
Yeah, well, congratulations to them.
That's right.
Y'all are so childish in here.
Why he trying to put stuff in my mouth? All I'm saying is don't be putting nothing in my mouth. I don't put nothing in your mouth. Don't put nothing in my mouth. That's what I'm saying.
How many times you DJ those party parties?
Oh my
Never.
God.
I can't tell.
Never.
That's what he was saying in the comments. It was like, that's why they don't want to talk about the real situation, because DJ Envy was at the party, playing the music, and Charlamagne was in the room.
I ain't never been there.
That's what they said. He was like, they trying to get Jess.
I ain't never been in a party party.
Jess is a real one. I ain't never been in a
damn party.
I ain't never even party. Nonetheless, party party.
Yeah, I ain't never party either.
Okay.
Cap. All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. You got this DM. What's this DM say?
Okay, so I didn't get the DM, but Charlamagne got the DM. Okay. She said, hey, Charla, I love listening to you. And your child, yes, you do. Hey, Charla, I love listening to you and your lisp every morning. Hopefully, you see this and can pay assist to Jess, because I know she fixes people's mess on her podcast. I'm going through it. Me and my homegirl ain't really rocking with each other right now, because me and this guy she liked started hooking up last month, and she mad because she liked them too. And before you ask, yes, I did know that she liked them before this, but this is the thing. The girl was in a whole relationship. So how you get mad at me when you've been wifed up with a nigga for the last 3 years? She talking about that don't matter. There's a girl code and I broke it. I don't know, but can you ask Jess if I'm bugging, or is my home girl?
Well, let's go to Breakfast Club Court. We'll take some phone calls and then you can tell us what you think.
Okay.
800-585-1051. So this girl was flirting with a guy, and it seemed like her friend who's in a relationship likes the guy too. Mm-hmm. Likes the guy first. Mm-hmm. So she's asking, is that breaking girl code if she decides to holler at dude?
I thought this was happening to somebody here.
This was in your DM. Pretty underscore Danny 324 sent it to you. Go ahead.
800-585-1051.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, I got the DM. Yep.
Go ahead.
I see why I don't like him. You see why I don't like him? Do you see why, Jess? 800-585-1051. Is that breaking girl code? This guy's a hell of a bad ass.
What's wrong with you, man? Yeah, I'm with y'all. That's right. It was in my DM.
Oh, it's the Breakfast Club.
There's nobody up here.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to MichaelTheBull.com. That's MichaelTheBull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at highfivecasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.